listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. Victoria's Premier says her thoughts go out to those who lost loved ones as a result of the state's bungled hotel quarantine program. A loophole forced criminal charges against the state's health department to be dropped yesterday. It's been accused of putting hotel staff and guests in danger through its program, which led to the second major outbreak of 2020. Jacinta Allen was asked how the families of those who died might be feeling.
Of course, my sympathies go to those families who lost loved ones during that difficult time. It was just the hardest of times, made even harder when you lost a loved one.
One regional MP has her fingers crossed that Bonza will be saved, with Mildura flights remaining grounded for at least another day. If the company does collapse, it would leave Qantas and Rex as the only major carriers servicing Mildura, which is the largest regional centre that doesn't have a train. The member for Mallee, Anne Webster, says this isn't good enough.
Let's remember that Mildura has the busiest regional airport in Victoria. We're not a small player. We're actually a very busy airport, and we deserve more services here that reflect that.
Bendigo is one of the next stops for Women for Elections workshops aimed at increasing female representation in politics. It'll be held next Tuesday, and while the region is already well represented with Jacinta Allen as the Premier, CEO Leisha Heath says it doesn't just apply to those chasing a career as an MP.
An A to Z of how you would run a political campaign, from the time commitment and financial commitment to how you might present on radio or how you might fundraise for a political campaign. So we make what's currently very opaque more transparent.
And Victoria's surgery waitlist has dropped to an all-time low since the start of the pandemic, with more than 50,000 patients going under the knife between January and March this year. The waitlist sits at just above 60,000.